The state gets pushback from overwhelmed local health departments after expanding eligibility for the current phase of COVID vaccine rollout.
One of our largest challenges is just the limited supply of vaccine at this moment.
That's McLean County Health Chief Jessica McKnight. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, February 15th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the state's plans to expand eligibility for COVID vaccines. Eric Stock reports that could come too soon for McLean County.
McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says she's not sure the county will be ready to expand COVID vaccine availability on the state's timeline.
One of our largest challenges is just the limited supply of vaccine at this moment and, you know, trying to plan ahead to expand to promise to encompass a large group of people.
McKnight says the health department only expects about 500 first doses from the Illinois Department of Public Health this week. That's down from nearly 2,000 the department has received in recent weeks. McKnight adds the supply may be reduced to ensure people can get their second doses on time. The state plans to expand eligibility to allow people with underlying health conditions to get the vaccine starting in 10 days. McKnight says the state's planned eligibility expansion could be assigned. They're planning for an increase in doses.
I think there's the anticipation that the vaccine supply will increase in the coming months. And so that could be, you know, planning ahead and anticipating that we will be receiving more vaccine.
McLean County exceeds the state average of those fully vaccinated for the first time. It's just under 3%. McKnight says about 20 long-term care facilities in McLean County have received COVID vaccines, and fewer than 10 have received their second vaccine doses. Outbreaks have largely subsided at nursing homes in McLean County, but those outbreaks account for nearly three-fourths of the county's COVID death toll. And the county's rolling testing positivity rate has fallen to its lowest level since August at 2.1%. But hospital bed capacity remains limited. About 1 in 5 ICU beds and 1 in 10 hospital beds are available. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Authorities say the strange red discoloration of Sugar Creek is harmless. It's from non-toxic water-soluble paint that was inside one of the semi-trailers involved in Saturday's train derailment in Normal. It caught fire yesterday. Investigators are working to determine the cause of a fire that destroyed or heavily damaged 12 units at the Sugar Creek Apartments over the weekend. Landlord First Sight was working to find temporary housing for the displaced students. And ahead of Governor Pritzker's budget address this week, Republican lawmakers are calling on his administration to preserve tax credits for businesses, especially ones Pritzker himself helped negotiate during his first year in office. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The White House has two new four-legged occupants, Champ and Major Biden, and the German Shepherds offer special benefits to those who work there. Illinois Wesleyan psychology professor Ellen Furlong says the newly minted first dogs will help President Biden and his staff navigate the stresses and tensions of the current political landscape. Dana Vollmer talked to Furlong about the long legacy of pets in the Oval Office and how they make the workplace better.
There have been way more presidents who have pets than who don't. Many of these presidents have owned dogs, but we've also seen a variety of other kinds of creatures in the White House. You know, some presidents had snakes and, you know, Teddy Roosevelt supposedly had a bear at some point. So, so there have been all kinds of pets in the White House. Recently, you know, we had Beau and Sonny Obama. We had Miss Beasley and Barney Bush. Sox, we can't forget Sox, Clinton, and Buddy Clinton. So we can't forget the cats either. So there's a long history of pets in the White House, and it's the exception rather than the rule to not have pets.
These pets aren't just good for being a cute story and a photo op. They actually have really tangible benefits for not just the first family, but others in the White House, it sounds like. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so there's a growing body of research looking at the effect of pets on productivity and well-being of people working in offices and other kinds of workplaces that shows just enormous benefits of having pets around where people might be stressed out or making big important decisions, like in the White House. You can see things like greater worker satisfaction. So people who work in places where there are pets around tend to have greater career satisfaction, better working conditions, better quality of life at work. You can also see dramatic effects of pets on stress. And this is something that has been studied for many, many years. There's been all kinds of sort of anecdotal reports of people saying, oh, I go home from after a long day of work and I'm so tired and stressed out and I see that little wagging tail and I feel so much better. but there's actually now a big body of research that supports that claim. You know, you can see that being around pets leads to reduced slower heart rates. You can see reduced levels of the stress hormone cortisol, for example. You can see blood pressure decreases. So there are some very physical benefits to having pets around.
You touched on the human connection that they promote as well. And I think you referred to it as social lubricants. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it can be hard sometimes to start conversations with new people or, you know, if you know there's going to be a tough conversation coming up, it can be hard to start that conversation. And sometimes dogs can help a conversation get started. When dogs are around, people smile at each other more often and they report a better sense of community. They have more long conversations and they are more likely to form long-term friendships. The dogs don't even have to do anything. They just have to be there. and they can have these sort of social lubricating benefits. You know, people in neighborhoods where there are more dogs report a better sense of community among their neighborhood, that they have better social interactions with their neighbors. So, you know, when a dog is present, people tend to interact with each other more than when a dog is not present.
That's Illinois Wesleyan psychology professor Ellen Furlong speaking with Dana Vollmer. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is hiring a contractor for grant-funded improvements at Maxwell Park and extending City Manager Pam Reese's contract for 3 more years. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.